Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Still not beat Bernie. It is beat Sid. Of course, sponsored by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at PeerlessBoilers.com and PavilionTankless.com for a deal near you. Peerless Boilers, America's best built boilers. I'm your host, Luke Legrano, and today our contestant is Jim out of Long Beach. He's a retired court clerk. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, thank you.
All right.
Ready to play.
All right, perfect, Jim. You know, beat Bernie, a lot of politics, a lot of history. Beat Sid, a little more sports, a little more pop culture. That all go with you?
Yeah, I'd rather have the other one, but...
we know Sid's track record in this game. It could be a lot better, so I think it'll be okay. But let's get right into the game here. Jim, question number one. Yeah. Who wears number 23 for the New York Knicks?
Who wears all the 23? I have no idea.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax. Should be Jesus.
Yeah.
Mitchell Robinson, who we're looking for there, Jim. All right. Number two. What gym does Vince Vaughn's team represent in the movie Dodgeball?
Gleason's gym?
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax. Should be Jesus.
Average Joe's Gymnasium, Jim. All right. Let's turn it around right here. Question three.
We can still do it.
Yeah, listen, plenty of time, Lou, right?
That's it.
That's why we ask all five.
I see the clock.
All right, Jim, question three. Finish the lyric in Moving Out by Billy Joel. Who needs a house out in blank? Is that all you get for your money?
No. Oh, I know that one. Needs a house in Hackensack.
There we go. It's not about the last one, Jim. It's about the next one. Let's get after it here.
Write that down, Jim.
Yeah, write that down, Jim. Put that on a post-it somewhere. All right. Question four. Four NHL teams share a name with a team in a different league. Give me two. You want to hit, Jim? You want to hit?
Yeah.
You live in the same state as two of them.
Come on.
The Sabres and the, I don't know.
Nah,
wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
Right back in the pit. There we go. You could have given me the Jets, the Rangers, the Panthers, or the Kings. Unfortunately, the Sabres, not one of them. All right.
That's terrible.
Well, Charles, okay. We got one more, Charles. Calm down. All right. Question five. Let's turn it around here, Jim. In 2019, the New York Giants used a first-round pick on their current quarterback, Daniel Jones. Before Jones, who was the last quarterback the Giants selected in the first round?
Eli Manning.
And Lou is not there to give us the sounder there.
What happened?
Eli Manning was the incorrect answer. Actually, a little bit of a trick question here. Jim, it was actually Philip Rivers. And now Sid's back. I can't even give you the backstory. So we'll put Jim on hold. And Sidney, welcome back to your show. Everything's.
Sid, you there? Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Did you hear Harry Styles on Howard?
Dropped an album today.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
As It Always Is or something like that. What's the name of that song I gave you, Lou?
As it was.
Yeah, we're going to play that before Lipman. It's actually a really, really good song. I like he's good. He's talented. But, man, is he a boring interview. And Danielle's like, well, do you know about his childhood? And I'm like, I don't want to say it to her, but I don't care. I mean, I'm sorry if it was a rough childhood. It's like, I actually said something bad about Tiffany Haddish once. And Danielle was like, you know, she was raped as a kid. I'm like, no, I didn't know. But
you would have known if you'd listened to the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's on you. Okay. You only need two to win here.
Well, that's because we spent too much time talking about Nina Jankowicz instead of, you know, Tiffany Haddish.
Be nice to your wife, all right?
You know what Tiffany Haddish is?
I do.
You like her?
Yeah, she's all right.
All right. All right.
How's Danielle doing?
All right.
I love Danielle.
Hey, remember that game we were doing? Okay, let's do that.
By the way, a lot of the stuff that I know is because of her. It's because of her, because she introduces me to all the... Or else I would just be a one-trick pony, which you wouldn't like that.
No.
What's the matter? What are you getting mad about?
God bless Bernard. He did this for 6 years. All right.
Yeah. What is it? He's not doing it anymore? That's it? He did it for 6 years? Or he's done it for six years?
He's done it for 6 years. Okay. Yeah. Question one. Yeah. Who wears number 23 for the New York Knicks?
23?
That's right.
Robinson? What a waste of size he is, by the way, Mitchell Robinson. How many need to win this game?
You need to get one more and you win.
Okay.
All right. Question two. What gym does Vince Vaughn's team represent in the movie Dodgeball?
I mean, come on. I mean, this is like the dumbest question. I mean, come on. This is worse than the gigabytes of Back to the Future. What gym?
It's important.
New York Sports Club.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax.
At least he didn't say Planet Fitness, right? Average Joe's Gymnasium is the answer.
What was it called?
Average Joe's.
I mean, I've seen the movie. I hate it. The Ben Stiller's part is so stupid. And I
you
do love
be
Vince Vaughn.
It's because he's more jacked than you, isn't it?
Who?
Ben Stiller.
In that movie, it's funny. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Number three.
By the way, talking about Adam Sandler and you playing that Mike Francesa cut. Mike Francesa was in the Adam Sandler movie Uncut Gems, which Eric Salas loves, and Mike was great in that.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He
think
played
I
the bookie.
Some of that, right?
Yeah.
It's a stretch for Mike.
I know, real.
You ready for me?
Stretch, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Question three. Finish the lyric in Moving Out by Billy Joel. Who needs a house out in blank? Is that all you get for your money?
Hackensack.
Sydney's won the game.
Oh, it is Heedle.
We'll ask the last two anyway. Question four, Sid. Four NHL teams share a name with a team in a different league. Give me two.
Oh, wow. See, it used to be the Oilers, but they're out of Houston. The Rangers, obviously. That's Texas one. Rangers in baseball. Give me one second here. There's two others or three others?
There's three others.
They share a name with with another league, huh? Not the Flames, not the Oilers, not the Blues. Give me one second. Don't go anywhere. The Panthers!
Turn my mic on!
Lou, give us...
Vinny Viola's Florida Panthers and the Carolina Panthers of the National Football League.
The other two you missed, the New York Jets and the Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, that's right, the Jets.
And the Sacramento and Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, baby!
All right, and finally, in 2019, the New York Giants used a first-round pick on their current quarterback, Daniel Jones, before Jones, who was the last quarterback the Giants selected in the first round.
Oh, wow. Hey, whoa. Well, they didn't select Eli Manning. They traded for Eli. And there was no quarterbacks after that, Daniel Jones. So I got to go back before Eli. Now, right before Eli, they had Kerry Collins. And right before Kerry Collins, they had Kent Graham, Dave Brown, Danny Cannell. I'm going to go with Dave Brown.
Wrong, you two-legged back of answer.
Oh, Sydney, so close. They got Eli Manning, but they give up for Eli Manning.
Phillip Rivers. I guess
Rivers.
They did select Phillip Rivers.
Right.
You're right.
Sydney wins the game 3-1. I've been your host, Luke Legrano. Another messy episode of Beat Sid as always. Sid, say hello to Jim in Long Beach.
You did a great job, by
Thank
the way.
You. Luke,
very good. Jimmy, how are you, pal?
Hey, Sid. How you doing, buddy?
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm looking forward to meeting you one day down at Dino's in Lido.
Which place?
Dino's in Atlantic Beach, right over the bridge.
No, I can't go over the bridge. I'm not allowed to go to Long Island. You have to come to my area. You got to. No, I'll see you out there. Are you going to be on the beach all weekend?
Oh yeah. It's gonna be a hot one.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you too.
I came close.
Well, listen, I don't care. You're a nice guy. You listen to the show. I really appreciate that. So does Bernie.
Every day.
Go. Thank you. Go
Every
out there.
Day.
Enjoy the sunshine this weekend. Regard.
Give my regards to Bernie, please.
I will, Jim. And we'll see you out on the beach, okay, pal?
Thank you, buddy.
God bless you. Thank you, too. That's Jimmy in Lido Beach. We'll come back and talk to the Grand Marshal of this year's Israeli Independence Day Parade coming up on Sunday, Harley Lippman. Wait to hear this guy's story. And we'll finish up the week with that right after this.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.